Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about embracing hyperfocus. You know, ADHD's secret weapon for productivity. Now you're listening to me say that and going, this is a dyslexia podcast. What's that about? Now, what I've found with majority of dyslexics is they have a variety of ADHD-based challenges. So what I'm going to do in this little series is we're going to talk a bit more about ADHD and try and explain the connection, because some of these things you may be seeing, but you may never have been diagnosed with ADHD. So you may never have even thought to think or listen to stuff about it. So let's dive in and see if you feel this could be you. Okay, so let's dive into this one. Now, as I say, in this series, I just want to talk about ADHD a bit more, because I keep looking at posts online and, you know, the interpretation of where dyslexia starts and finishes, where ADHD starts and finishes, there are so many things that cross over. And depending on your perspective, people have different opinions. You know, you see this a lot with creativity. I saw an ADHD podcaster talking about people with ADHD are just so creative. Now, there's technically nothing that says ADHD should make you more creative. You know, it just isn't there. You might say, hey, you know, you're more impulsive, but it's not creative. You know, it doesn't actually connect the dots. It's actually the dyslexic side of the brain that creates that. But many people with ADHD have not had a dyslexia diagnosis. And vice versa, many of us with dyslexia may not have had an ADHD diagnosis. For me personally, diagnosed with dyslexia at 10 and ADHD at 31, this is common and it goes both ways. You know, it's really what part of you was more obvious when they picked it up, because they don't seem to, they definitely don't do ADHD and dyslexia at the same time. There are different things they look for. So you may have dyslexia, but you may have a bunch of these ADHD tendencies. So I just want to talk more about it because, you know, some of them are important to know. And the first one is about hyperfocus. Now, many people, when they talk about ADHD, think, you know, it's a lack of focus. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder means you cannot focus at all. You know, you're just sitting there spinning around in a chair, confused and lost, which is not real. You know, you actually have the ability to focus better than anyone in the world. The challenge is we don't always have the choice of when and where to put our focus. So the minute we need to do something that we don't really want to do, it's very hard to get us to focus in that direction. You know, it's very, very hard. It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort and training to get ourselves to do it. You know, I always joke about it that I've watched kids spend an hour fighting about doing 15 minutes of homework. That if they just did that 15 minutes of homework, they would have not had to fight for an hour. But our brains don't work like that. The ADHD side, it's very hard to tell it what to do when it's in that mode. And then the other side of this, again, is embracing the hyperfocus. So I find that at certain times of the day, when I'm in the right zone, I can be so focused on something, you can't break my focus. I can basically be so focused, I can get three times the amount of work done that someone would take an hour standardly to do, you know, with the right tools around me. You know, for me personally, that's usually, what does that look like? Usually it looks like a closed door to my office, which is a luxury not everyone has. It's me having headphones in. And it's me also being really clear about what do I need to actually achieve, and is it something I enjoy? If it's something I enjoy, hyperfocus kicks in easily. If it's not something I enjoy, it takes a bit more work. But definitely having music. Music has been such a great tool to activate my ADHD hyperfocus. As I say, it basically puts me on steroids for getting things done. I also, again, you know, I've used this for a long time, but there are a variety of other tools that can be used as well in this. I also use smell. So I've got I was going to call it incense, but it's more essential oil that I have switched on. I use tea tree. That's just a personal one. It's the one that's sitting in my office. I have no direct connection to it. But having different certain smells when I'm trying to hyperfocus, different music, and trying to turn off distractions I can't control. You know, listening to a podcast recently, you know, distraction and traction are opposing. So if I want to gain traction, you know, I have to actually know where I'm going, because it's very hard to get traction if I don't know what I'm trying to achieve. So for example, I needed to create a spreadsheet for an event today, or actually yesterday, and it needed me to do it for, it was about an hour and a half worth of work. Now, I spent time smashing it out. I probably got it done in half an hour because I cut out every distraction. All of my phones were on silent. I say phones, there were a couple. All of my emails were off. Everyone knew to go away and leave me alone. And I just went full speed and whipped up something that had this company had needed for ages. I did it in half an hour to get the first draft. And I was very impressed with myself. I was very happy. I enjoyed the process. I knew I could do it. I knew I could achieve it, which is what I wanted. And that was really awesome. And, you know, I'm sure you've experienced that as well. When you've got your head down, your bum up, you're getting things done, and no one's there to distract you, you're at full speed. But say I was doing that and someone came in the door, started to have a chat about something else, distracted me, something I couldn't completely control, then I'm going to struggle, right? My hyperfocus gets broken. It's kind of like this chain towards what I was doing gets, you know, someone cuts through it with a knife and it's super painful. So one other thing I do recommend is I sometimes will do this on my door, is literally have a bit of red card on the door that says, do not come in, you know, in the zone, or, you know, whatever you want to write on it, whatever your thing is, but trying to let people know you're not just listening to music, you're actually in the zone, do not disturb me. And that's super important when you are in that mode, to make sure you don't break it. They say if someone breaks your concentration, especially for us with ADHD, you are going to take between 20 and 25 minutes to fully regain that level of flow that you were in. And that's a lot of time. So, you know, other ways you can also use this is, you may have heard of the Pomodoro technique, is making sure that you're spending, say, 20 minutes or 25 minutes doing one specific task and having an actual timer next to you that's counting down. Because our brains, be you dyslexic or ADHD, we love a finish line. It really helps us get to the end. You know, if we know that we've got 25 minutes to do X task, even if we think it's longer, our brains will work out how to do it in 25 minutes as we watch the timer tick down. You know, and we know that after that 25 minutes, we'll have a 5-minute break. We can have a breath, whatever that looks like for you. Could be going get a glass of water, could be a stretch. You decide what that is. But that can be a really good way to help, you know, harness our hyperfocus, because, you know, the understanding that we have it is the first step with ADHD, and those moments where, you know, you're just in the zone, people can't break you out of it. But there's another thing about actually getting it to work for you and to actually, you know, use all that power for good. Because I know in the old days when I used to hyperfocus, it was more on video games, where I could spend 3 hours on a video game, 3 hours would just disappear like a blink. And I'd realize I was planning to go to bed at 9:30, and it was 11 o'clock at night because I was so in the zone. And if you can start to channel that into your work or into your passions or whatever you're trying to work it with, it can be a massive step, can really help. You know, and there's so many areas of life around performance that if you get it right, it's a game changer. So where in your life can you better use hyperfocus? 2, if you haven't been diagnosed with ADHD, do you think you get into these hyperfocus zones? Could it be something that you're finding alongside your dyslexia? You know, just have a think about it. Could be something for you. In coming episodes of this, and I'm probably going to do 3 in a row here, I'm going to look at other ADHD factors that could affect the dyslexic mind. So stay tuned, and I'll be back in a couple of days.